That field over there is scaring me now to see all the weeds. Oh my God, now that they've changed colors. What's those red weeds?
I have no idea.
I don't remember seeing them before. I don't remember seeing those weeds before. They're the full length of the field all the way down, I noticed today.
On sides or right down the...
Well, right off the beginning of the field. Mm. Probably 20, 30 feet out in the field. I don't know what they are. But they stand right out. They're red.
Okay, so I changed the landscaping to put $550 in the landscaping line. What else?
What else do we have? That's landscaping.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
It was $520.20 this year for True Green.
Right, I saw that in there.
Yeah, we got a...
I didn't know if we had it in the budget yet or not.
We got a...
No, I had it as zero until a decision was made to put it back in, so...
Okay. Yeah, we got to trim those bushes out here. I'll get there. See if I can trim them.
Somebody mentioned to me yesterday that the brush needs to be done on Chippy Cold, to, especially for the signage, that you can't see a lot of the signage because the brush has grown past them.
We will look into it.
Thank you. One item that I think probably we should look at is there is no line in our budget. We don't have a line for training.
No, we don't.
And I think we should have a line for training with at least $500 in it.
I do agree with
that. That wouldn't be under secretary expenses?
No, it shouldn't be because it's not often the secretary.
Oh. Could be anybody. Could be you,
right.
Me.
Right. Well, this year I think we sent Mike Rapecki for training. We've sent...
We've had Harvey go to training, I think.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of that, NEPA is having a training, an LTAP training here in the county. I'm going to say it's November 19th. On maintaining asphalt pavement, that we might want to. I think it's, I don't know that there's any cost involved, but we should probably. I think it's just an LTAP service to us. We might want to send.
Send me the information.
Both of them.
You?
Yeah, I can do that.
Send me the information.
November
19th. That's a Wednesday. Yeah.
It's going to be the NEPA Newslines email.
Okay.
You have to scroll through it to find...
I'll find it.
You know, 361.54 and 362.41 looks very similar to me.
361.54,
building code, and 362.41, building permits.
Yeah. That first one was zoning permits, and the second one is well permits.
Is there a reason they're separating those?
No, that you're talking about zoning, I'm talking about building. 361.54 and 362.41.
Okay, say it again. 362.54, building code.
No, 361.54.
Yeah. Which is on your list here as building code.
Right.
And the one that right under that is 362.41.
I believe the 361.54 was supposed to be for copies of the building code. As opposed to the 362.41, which is for the building permits.
That's permits and inspection fees.
Right, so if someone comes in and they're trying to buy a copy of the building code.
Right.
Which do we, does anybody ever do that anymore?
No.
Is it available online?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it free?
National Building Code.
National Building Code.
Through Pennsylvania is online.
All right.
Pennsylvania changes.
So do we think that should be a zero income?
Yeah, I would say
so then, that. How did we do... $389.15 in that this year.
What number is that?
That's when you just brought up.
361.54. Building code.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I just divide those two.
Yeah, I know, but
when I get we get our share of the building permits from code inspections. I just put in those two.
That's where you've been putting what we get?
You just split it?
Yes.
Between that and the 362.41?
Yes.
Okay, so then...
add it back into the 4.1 and do zero on the 5.4.
Yeah, do that. You should probably journal that money over or change how it's posted so that it agrees with that. I just changed landscaping. Let me go back. I want to mark the ones that we're changing now in yellow so it's easy to find them when I send this to her. Okay, so it's red and yellow, and then we're in revenue 360. So you're going to journal this over to move that all into the permit line item instead of the code line item, right?
Okay.
389.15. I'm going to take that out. And we're going to move that to zero and make this 2250. And I'm going to mark all four of those so it's clear that we changed them. Okay. Training.
And before you go on to that, I just wanted to let you know with the True Green, I looked up, my concern at the beginning was whether what kind of chemicals they're using, and supposedly they're non-toxic, which we've never had like dead rabbits or anything here.
No, we have an abundance of
rabbits. I can tell you they have no frogs make any noise now at Apple Valley or at Gray Towers.
And there's two kinds of sprays they use.
Okay.
Okay. And supposedly the one they're using for us is the non-toxic one. The other thing was I figured out what it would cost to lime our guy's time and watering the lawn. And it would actually cost us more money to do it that way rather than to have them come in and spray.
Yeah, they spray it. They fertilize it, lime it.
You know what? What the board decides as
I'm just, I want you to know what that I, you know, I did look into it. It wasn't just a willy-nilly.
Okay.
That's it. Now, the other day we had to window, had the door open about this far. Look up, here's a rabbit in the garage.
Just what they wanted, I'm sure.
I said, Harvey, you got a friend there. He says, what do you mean a friend? I said, well, look right there.
I thought they had a... They had a code list in here that I could look at for coming up with a code. I think we're going to have to create a code because I don't think there's ever been a code.
For
training.
No.
I thought they might have had.
There isn't one. I actually thought we had one at one time.
I think probably the line that I hate the absolute most, which is 409.1, which I have a note that's building labor, and it's on here as personnel services, which is where they've always put expenses like having the carpet cleaned. Maybe we create a subcategory there, 409.15 for training. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. So, insert one row.
Yeah, I think it would fit in there.
409.15 training. And then I'm going to mark this. This is new. And we'll put a budget in there of $500 for next year. I'm gonna mark that. All right. I don't like that it didn't change my numbers for the end of the year. Why is that?
Hey, Kev.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, everybody. How is everybody?
Not
good,
too bad.
How about yourself?
We're here.
We're at $50. $1,500 and $550. It's $1,050. Sure, I'm not having any.
Can't we expect more from LSA grant?
From what?
From LSA grant. I see it's only 100,000.
No. We haven't been awarded any, so no.
No.
I put in there for expenses, I put 150 for the parking lot project so that we could move forward with the parking lot. Even if we didn't get any more LSA. One thing I think we might want to look at also in terms of creating new categories is we don't have a fee for the expenses of pursuing a grant. So those grant application fees are ending up in wonky places. And that's another line that I think we might want to, as a whole, put a normal couple hundred dollars a year in.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
it does.
All right, so let's see, where would that belong? So the, so far to catch you up, Kevin, we're doing True Green, and we've added a training line item because we never had a training line item in our budget. And now we're gonna add, do you want to add just the $200 a year for the LSA statewide in Monroe for that grant applications?
Well, what's the average grant application cost?
It's $100 for each of those programs. Yeah. I think the MTF, is also 100. The only one that's more than 100 is RACB, and we don't have any million-dollar projects.
Well, I can make one real quick. Research the township roads.
Hi.
That's not RACB eligible, so no worries there.
Yeah, I figured
that. That'd be multimodal.
Yeah. That was the smartest thing Shaul ever did. They were the first ones to do that.
To do what?
Joel put theirs out, figured it out, met with the guy from Liquid Fuels, then they took a loan, and they paid the loan with the Liquid Fuels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they
want to take out a...
They chipped every road in the township, though, with that.
You want a
afterwards, after they blacktop it, they oiled and chipped it.
Yeah.
You want a PIB loan for that. You don't want a commercial loan.
Well, that's what they, I don't know what kind of loan they got, but that's what they did. They were the only, it's the first time it was ever done in the state.
How much road do they have?
They actually only own two roads. The road going into Walker Lake and Roman Mount Richardson Road. The rest of them are right-of-ways.
Well, that would make it easier.
Yeah, but they paved them all. It's $1 million.
They take care of it.
$1 million worth of paving.
But we were having problems with PennDOT for a while about HOPs.
Any paving project, paving, stormwater, all that stuff is multimodal eligible. So it's 70-30 match. You can go in for both PennDOT and Commonwealth Finance Authority multimodal for any of them.
Yeah, that's what they did. It's like $1 million worth of paving they did. Matamoros just did $500,000 worth of paving.
Well, you can, LSA also, I mean, LSA, you're probably not going to get an award for paving, but for multimodal, that's like literally what it's for. Roads and bridges.
Yeah, the webinar, they stated that we should write down the roadmaster's statement about plans for doing next 3 years for the public. If anybody wants to see. And
takes money.
Well, but that's why you have to apply early, because it takes almost a year to get the grant approved. So if you know what you're going to do 3 years out, you apply this year for the funding, it gets approved next year, and then you still have time to go bid and do the work.
And they said it can be part of the budget, that statement.
Some townships do multi-year budgets. That's not something this township has historically done.
You know, we have been keeping the transportation under tax collector for years. Do we need to keep that? 7.50.
I have a feeling that there's a legal obligation on our part that if the tax collector asks for it, we have to give it as a reimbursement, but we could check on that. I don't think the $7.50 was ever worth anybody arguing about.
No.
So I was more concerned with why is the tax collector bond going unspent? Is that, I presume it's not because the tax collector isn't getting a bond.
She does get a bond, but we don't pay for it.
And there we are.
I think that's in municipality's obligation to pay for the bond.
I thought it was too.
Okay, I'll let her know then. She has been paying for herself.
Well, I think that's something that you should ask Nadine first.
Yeah.
Is it Nadine or it would be probably an MPC thing. You could probably ask PSATs.
Yeah.
Right, but I believe that the municipality, I know all the county bonds, the county pays for the bonds for row officers and the necessary. I mean, that's not, they don't even, they just let you know they're done. But I believe if we have an official has to be bonded, it's our obligation.
Yeah, but she's also got to be bonded for the school.
And the county.
Is that a separate bond, Gary?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. She's collecting money for us, county, and the school.
Right.
But the bond, the amount requirements would be different.
Yeah.
And that's probably why the amount for the township bond is so small.
Yeah.
Because your bond is on the list of bills, Shahana. It's $750, right? So if we have to bond Shahana and it's $750, and the amount of money that's in her hands at any given time is much smaller than the amount that would be in Lorelei's hands when she's collecting for the school, her bond probably costs more than that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
What's in our budget is only the $100. So probably there's a proportionate breakout of it, and Lorelei just hasn't been asking us to pay.
What was that check I just sent?
Ours has 175.
That's for me.
175, all right.
That's your bond, right?
Yes.
But
that might only be our portion of the bond.
Right, but if she hasn't, you know, turned in a request with a bill asking for the reimbursement.
Yeah, we'll check with PSATs on that to find out
We've had nothing in this budget for the township elected auditors to get paid, which is like $18 a meeting. And historically, they've never asked to get paid, but there is a new auditor.
There is?
Last year, there was a new auditor elected, Patrick, right? Patrick Z?
Patrick, yes.
Yeah.
Who may or may not know that, you know, but there is something in the law that says they're supposed to get paid. That doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, no one's said anything that he expects that, but there's nothing in the budget to pay him right now, to pay them right now. Perhaps that should be a subcategory there under where we have elected officials' salaries, where we have something for the auditors to pay the whole, you know, they have two meetings at $18 a piece. It's really going to break the bank there.
Yeah.
But those are things I think are our obligation as well. I'm trying to figure out where's the best place to put the grant application fees. Just doesn't fall into a category very easily.
What if we put it by 400.42, between that and 4.6, where dues and subscriptions and meetings and conventions?
Well, I think usually it's going to be to attract dollars for capital improvement projects. So maybe it should go, we have capital purchases.
Wait a minute, which one are we working on?
Grant applications.
Grant applications. All right, still thinking training.
We have one that says contracted services, 430.45. Maybe we should make 430.7. No, we have 4700. So let's do 430.5 and do grant applications there, because it usually is going to be for some kind of capital purchase.
430.5. That's in the road crew stuff.
We're going to be looking for a grant application for our 537 plan.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure the DEP programs have application fees. I'm trying to think. Small water and sewer may or may not have.
Let me have till the next meeting, because I started to work on our 537 plan myself.
Well, I was getting ready for
it. Let me see what I can come up with by the next meeting.
All right, so let's put grant applications and put $300 just in case there's something other than.
Where are you putting it?
I'm going to do 430.500 grant applications.
Okay, that sounds good.
It up so it's clear this is new. And then, all right, so we were talking about that, and then what was the other one? True Green training.
Training. Grant applications.
I'm still missing some breakdowns that I was looking for. But I will keep checking those. Let's see what else. I have it in front of me. Are there copies on the table? I have it on my computer if you want to. Because I have it on my screen. So.
I have an extra.
You have an extra. So there's two here. Both you and Dave could have a copy if you want.
Are you
minus
up to date
the couples that we have.
On the ambulance stuff with the county. And they were talking about doing away with it next week.
No, I haven't heard that.
There's a buzz going around, but I haven't had time to check in. What? The county might do away with their ambulance, that money that they
get. That's amazing that they raised taxes to fund that, and now they're going to do away with it, because I guarantee you they're not going to roll the tax back.
I didn't hear that.
Well, it could be just hearsay. That's why I was asking if anybody heard anything.
I have not. The fire department hasn't mentioned it to me, but do you have a sense of where it came from?
The person that, I can't remember who I was talking to, but the person I was talking to at the time I took seriously. It was just last week that I can't remember who it was. You haven't heard anything on that, have you, Kevin?
On what?
Ambulance.
No, I haven't.
Kevin? Oh, might have been Fred. That's who I talked to last week.
That would be, I guess that would have come from some discussion with the commissioners, right?
That's what I would think.
Well?
I can't see him doing it.
That would be kind of crazy, I would think.
Yeah.
In fact, the township was all in the county.
In the county.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't see him do that.
Not only that, I mean, they've been kind of lauded all around the state for how wonderful that program is.
Yeah, I can't see.
Unless they're going the route, right? The Senate bill for countywide ambulance authorities is very close to passing, right?
Yep.
Perhaps that's what they've got in their thought process in the background. I would think that they wouldn't want to do that right out of the gate because...
No.
The set of authorities and to get to that sort of thing...
It's going
to
take a while.
It's not something that's going
to... That's not going to be an overnight thing.
Right.
No.
No, definitely not. Time to get out on my watch. Call me and Milford Township Supervisors to work. We pledge allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the minutes from the previous meeting.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Treasurer's report.
Thank you. After the last meeting, I received $100 from zoning and $35 from building permits, and that's all.
Roadmaster's report. We got all the sanders on the trucks. We're good. I got two more loads of salt coming. It was ordered a month ago, but they're part of their plan up there where they make our salt. I had a problem with it, so they just finally got that back on the working. We got a load of salt today. Yesterday we went out and we did most, I think we got all of our roads, most of them done that has any potholes into them with coal patch. Trying to get ready for winter and everything, so. So that everything's good. We've cut some brush. We're in pretty good shape. All the trucks are up, running good. So, don't know what kind of winter we're gonna have, but they're talking, could be a tough one. They're talking about snow flurries on Monday.
Yeah, so
So.
With your salt, last year was late, right? You had like, what, 200 ton left?
No, we were down to just below 100.
Just over 100?
Yeah, because it was right at the end of the year where we didn't know. You couldn't even buy salt at the end of last year.
That's, and I remember one year we had to look all over the place for it.
Well, that's when I switched.
Top dollar for it.
Well, that's when we switched to American salt because the contract salt that we had, they decided they were going to give it to the state and cut us off. That was probably 10 years ago, and I switched to American salt, and they've been more than excellent with us. Anytime we've ever used it, needed any extra, we had it.
Well, when you say switched, we bid every year.
Well, we bid it, but... It was Cargill when they cut us off. They would always use, Cargill always got the bid before that. Cargill don't even bid on it anymore. That one's been done.
10 years ago?
I don't think we've put that bid on PennBid yet.
Doesn't seem like it.
You know, this year we probably should put it on PennBid.
I don't know, I wasn't too enthused with PennBids when it came to the paving bids.
Really? Why?
Why?
I thought we had like 6 bids.
We had 5 bids and they were $100,000 apart in some of them.
But that's okay, we got competitive pricing.
And none of them looked at it.
You think they didn't look at the details?
No, they just bid. Not one of them called me, met with me or anything on those asphalt, except for Waco and Leawood.
But all the documents are up there for them to review, right? That's all they're supposed to have to need.
They need to come and look at the roads.
You think they have to come out and...
Because every road is different.
Hmm. Yeah, shape of a road means a lot.
Yeah, but there was $100,000 difference in the bids.
That's not that unusual.
But I just think they should come meet with, look at the roads. How do you pave a road without looking at it? Because they're all different.
Well, obviously they don't actually do the paving without looking at it.
Yeah, they're bidding it without it.
They would bid.
Then next thing you know, you got additional
change order
cost. That's why I don't like PennBid. Moving on to zoning.
After the last meeting, 2 permits were issued, a pole barn and a garage. That's it.
Public participation.
Hello. Quick question. You guys got a note from the Water Authority. Can you talk to me about that, please?
That's the next item on the agenda is Secretary's report.
Oh, okay. I'll hold off.
Melinda Michaels for the dispatch. Is the general fund millage rate for 2026, has it been increased for 2026 or will it remain the same?
That's on the agenda as well. The budget has to be finalized and put out for 30 days public comment.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else on public participation?
Can you just touch on what, when I walked in, you were talking about something about the EMS. Can you just tell me what that was? I'm sorry, I missed the beginning of that.
Now, somebody had told me the county was looking at possibly doing away with the EMS ones. That's all. I just wanted to know if anybody heard anything about it.
Oh, so it's just a rumor?
Yeah.
Okay. Who told you that, Bob?
I just told them I'm not sure. I talked to a lot of people.
Secretary's report.
Thank you.
I think Kevin had his hand up.
Kev?
Gary.
I want to thank the secretary and the supervisors for the work on the budget. It's pretty impressive that you're going to hold the line. And we appreciate that. The other thing that I'd like to do publicly is Mrs. Hendricks got 70% of the vote in the township on the election the other night, which is a huge I guess it shows the approval of the township constituents, and that reflects on all three of you. But in Melford Township, for a Democrat to take 70%, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So I want to commend you on that.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
And thank you to all the voters who came out yesterday. We had great turnout for a municipal level election, for an off-year election.
We had a great turnout, and that's proof that people are paying attention, and it's pretty surprising, really. So I was pretty impressed with the number of people that came out.
And people were very civil and friendly, which was wonderful.
Yeah, just a little tell on that, I'm going to say the same thing. I was shocked. I've been working the polls for 7 years, and I thought I was going to be reading a book yesterday, and it just never stopped. We had a steady flow of people. It was great. Everyone was civil, like you guys were saying. The best idea, I don't know who came up with it, I don't know if it was Nadine or one of the commissioners, was to give an estate of our food pantries to tie in bringing food to the polling places. And we had several people that came in, voted, realized we were doing a food drive at the same time. They left, came back with a bunch of food. It was great. It was really a good idea. And maybe something we do going forward. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know who came up with it, but it was a great idea.
I think we reached out and sent a note to Nadine in the spring about that idea, and she said the commissioners had also had that idea, and that the county typically runs a food drive, I guess, among their employees this time of year, and had been considering whether to expand it. So worked out all around.
Yes, it did.
And the timing, certainly back then, no one had any idea that it, you know, how timely and important it would be to be doing a food drive at that moment.
Yeah, so that was a great thing that happened yesterday.
Yes, it was. And elections came and picked up the food that was collected when they picked up all the equipment, so.
Got mine in before.
That's good. That's good. And someone dropped something in the parking lot yesterday. And I have to remember when I go home to put a note on Facebook.
It was $1,000 bill. It was mine.
And that would be why we're not going to say what was dropped in the parking lot.
Probably a can of corn.
You know, they can contact the office here if they realize that what they're missing. Anything else?
Anything else under public? Secretary's report.
Thank you. I received correspondence from Milford Water Authority regarding fire hydrants, an application for consideration for the open position on the planning board, an invitation to attend Bells Across Pennsylvania unveiling from America 250 Pennsylvania, 102 inspection, water obstruction, and encroachment inspection reports for K&N Hillside from Pike County Conservation District, 210-day letter for a Route 84 Section 494 from Pike County Conservation District, change of assessment reports from the County Assessment Office, a request for guidance for school zone designation from Ascend Academy, located at 117 Milford Hill Lane, year-to-date reports for the fire and EMS from Michael Bellow. He's from Milford Fire Department, and that's all.
Carrie, that request from the Montessori school, that's a PennDOT thing.
That's a PennDOT thing.
So someone should tell them that they need to follow up with PennDOT for that, right?
I think we should send a letter right from the supervisors.
Okay. Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 I'd hate to see a school zone there. You know how dangerous that would be?
That's a rough
set of... Well, let's put it this way. They just took Scott Keener off that road because they didn't think it was safe enough and made him use his driveway.
Yep.
I suspect that their concerns about the safety will generate some more conversation with PennDOT than perhaps they anticipate.
Yeah.
I can't see a truck trying to come down through there at 15 miles an hour. Or one trying to go up it in a 15 mile an hour school zone.
Where?
Modern Route 6, where Montessori School is.
Oh.
Do you know where he means?
By where the rental place is.
Where the rental place is,
yes,
right there?
Yes, okay.
Where Milford Hill Daycare Center used to be.
They want to make that a school zone.
I forgot one more thing. Somebody, Brittany,
Kevin's gonna have
asked
to walk
for
slower when he goes up to that.
Milford GIS zoning map in a shape fill.
What?
That's a solicitation of some kind.
Yeah,
I'm worried about
that's
that.
All that is.
Oh, was that the right thing up?
No.
No. We're getting a lot of that. I had her send it to Tony when she got, because what we're getting is companies. They want a right to know for like any new construction so they can send their stuff out. But the state hasn't done away with that yet. That's on their agenda to stop that. Right to know requests so they can send their flyers out to people. or contact.
Okay, and the role?
Huh?
You have something else, Bob?
No.